Hey guys, welcome back to Personality Type Podcast. So we're currently doing a series focusing specifically on the dichotomy of the Myers-Briggs type indicator of sensing versus intuition, which if you haven't yet discovered your type, I recommend you take a quick and free online test on a website such as 16personalities.com or humanmetrics.com or even just Google MBTI type test, and I'm sure you'll come up with a quick test to take. And what we will get is a four-letter code, and this entire series will basically be covering aspects of the second letter of this type or this code, which is either an S or an N, and will stand for sensing or intuition. So this second letter describes the type of information or data that you will primarily focus on or have a preference for. Whether you are aware of the differences in the type of information you take in from the world around you or not, it is still a big part of your personality. And we believe that it would be useful to everyone to recognize just how much this preference affects how you perceive the world, what you focus on, and what you tend to ignore. And I personally can't believe just how many people still don't understand or even feel the need to explore this very integral part of themselves. Anyway, with that said, in this episode, we are going to be focusing on types of intelligences. The last few podcasts were more about describing the differences between the two types of sensing and intuition and what that means about you as a person and how you show up in the world, or at least would like to if given a choice. So do listen to those if you haven't already and perhaps have no clue as to what the Myers-Briggs system is. You can also visit our blog at personalitytypes.com to check out some articles and resources to help you understand how your brain functions, why you value certain traits over others, what type of information you focus on, and could even serve as a personalized map for your growth. The way that I look at it and the way I use this system is it really helps me to define my uniqueness and to show me some ways to not only accept that uniqueness, but to actually use it as a tool to create the positive impact that I want to create. Perhaps in some ways that I didn't previously think were possible or even acceptable. It may just be my NF temperament, but a big part of that is believing that everyone has a unique talent or unique skills and gifts that, when pursued and refined, can lead them to a life of purpose and fulfillment, which I think everyone deserves, really, and which the world desperately needs right now. So, getting back to talking about intelligence and the idea that there are many types of intelligences that everyone is capable of harnessing and turning into real value in tangible ways. But because of our limited understanding of these different types of intelligences, we tend to only see certain people as intelligent, or to believe that some people are more intelligent than others based on a specific IQ test, or even based on how their parents or society might have defined intelligence. And at times we fail to understand that the only real intelligence is that which is nurtured, valued, practiced, and recognized as valuable by the society in which we live. Therefore, there are so many instances that I have seen in which a child might be the only intuitive type in his or her family or society, and because intelligence is measured differently by sensor types, the child might not be recognized or acknowledged at all for his or her unique style of intelligence. And this might cause this child to feel less intelligent, to neglect or ignore the very talents that would lead them to success. I know this firsthand as an intuitive who grew up around sensor parents who did not understand and therefore could not see the value in my way of thinking. And of course, the same can be said for sensitypes who grow up surrounded mostly by intuitives who also define intelligence based on how they see the world or how they themselves think. So what are these different types of intelligences and how are they different for these two types? Before I go into describing the specific intelligences of intuitives and senses, I just would like to share a quote by Albert Einstein, which says, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life believing that it's stupid." And I think this very much describes or summarizes what we're trying to say here. So let's start with intuitives, the types of personalities that prefer ideas and possibilities to facts and like actual things. And so how would intuitives define intelligence? What I think is intelligence for an intuitive type will usually have to do with generating lots of ideas, possibilities, and concepts seemingly out of thin air. And that is because they are gathering information and connecting patterns based on the unseen. So intuitives will often revel in long discussions about the future. They will foresee implications of actions. They will predict future trends and look for meaning in random events or find synchronicities. Intuitives are more thought-oriented than action-focused. Therefore, they tend to do better than senses at conceptualizing, visualizing, speculating and theorizing, even about concepts that might seem impossible at the time. But just because intuitives come up with great theories does not mean that they follow through on those theories or ideas, which I guess is where the senses come in. So senses don't care as much for ideas and concepts and prefer to focus on what they can do in the here and now, on the tangible and verifiable facts, and they can be amazing at remembering details. Since sensitypes take in information that they see, hear, smell, taste, or feel in the moment, I would say that they are definitely more street smarts than intuitives are. The reason that senses intelligence seems to be more valued in society, I think, is that it is usually based on very practical, concrete analysis and of ideas and of possibilities. And they are better at taking action only on the ideas that they have either worked in the past or that come from an expert opinion. Senses will rarely spend their time theorizing possibilities and instead will focus on working with the tools already available to them, perfecting them and becoming masters of their craft. So as you can see, these two types are pretty different in the way that they see information from their own kind of perspective, and they might see only their own types as intelligent when it is the other types that are actually necessary in order to complete them or come to complete their intelligence. So in conclusion, it seems that maybe there is a purpose that there's such a disproportionate amount of senses versus intuitives. I mean, if I've said this before, but intuitives make up about 25% of the population, whereas senses make up about 75%. So without practical action in the moment, ideas are nothing but potential. And subsequently, without creative planning and foresight, the actions that we take on impulse may be outdated, they might be impulsive, and they could actually be harmful to the ecology in the long term. Intelligence is a very subjective term and cannot really be defined by any personality test. Intelligence also presents itself differently depending on the context and obviously how it is nurtured. An intuitive type might develop intelligence through reading, thinking, philosophizing, and other creative pursuits. Intuitives can make great inventors, writers, storytellers, motivators, coaches, and counselors, since they love to take complex ideas and to simplify them to create unique solutions to problems. As big picture thinkers, they will always seek meaning and connections in all that they perceive. On the other hand, an intuitive is also likely to neglect what is right in front of them in pursuit of an ideal that they may never actually realize. Intuitives tend to have so many ideas that, if left unchecked with reality, might be downright ridiculous. The reason that most of our world-class athletes and successful people, at least according to majority or common definition of success, is basically would be senses, and that is because I think that is because they spend less time thinking about what's possible and more time actually interacting with the world around them, which in turn actually builds their intuition. Luckily, though, every single personality type uses both sensing and intuition, which means that every person is capable of becoming an all-round intelligent being by finding that balance. Whether finding that balance is through interacting with types that are different to you and sort of working with their skills and helping to minimize your weaknesses, or it could be by actually practicing and developing your weaker traits or your weaker functions in order to balance it out and in order to complement your personality type and in order to complement you as an all-round and self-actualized human being. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to hear from you guys about what you think of the subject, especially sensor types, because I'm an intuitive, so I probably have my own unique perspective as to what intelligence is. I'd love to hear from sensors what they define intelligence as being, and I'd love to hear from anyone, who do you think is more intelligent, sensors or intuitives? Let me know. Until next time, cheers.